getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
It's a beautiful Sunday here at SRP Park. We've got a dinosaur throwing out the first pitch. And it's time for Green Jackets Baseball here. Welcome into the TaxSlayer pregame show. Nathan Strauss with you, as always, for the final home game before the All-Star break. Not sure exactly what kind of dinosaur we've got down there. Maybe a Velociraptor. Hopefully the velocity from the Velociraptor is high enough to register on our radar gun. Dinosaurs roaming the concourse. It is Jurassic Pork Day, where animatronic dinosaurs are out and about at SRP Park. And not sure quite what to make of it, but it's the beauty of minor league baseball. You see something new every day. Green Jackets yesterday picked up a one-run win. The last three games have all been decided by one run, and it was a big RBI double in the bottom of the eighth that delivered the victory to Augusta. Nick Clarno had two doubles on the day, but he doubled down the right field line to score Jeremy Celedonio in what would make it a 6-5 ball game. Jason Franks entered and pitched the top of the ninth, locked down the save, and the Green Jackets have a chance to salvage the series split today and move back over 500 here in the second half of the season. Both teams come into today with a record of 7-7 in the second half. It'll be Jared Johnson who gets the start for Augusta. He'll be opposed by fellow flamethrower Luis Rujano. This is a TaxSlayer pregame show on this lovely Sunday. The Green Jackets will have 4 days off along with the rest of the baseball world before heading to Fayetteville on Friday for a three-game set with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in a matchup of the Carolina League affiliate of the last two World Series champions. But until then, some business to settle. These two teams have faced each other more than anyone else in the league. This is game 24 of the 24-game season series between these two foes, and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans have enjoyed the better of it so far. They've won 14 of the first 23 games, but the Green Jackets can get the split here and have the final laugh. Good crowd on hand here, in part due to a massive turnout on the Easy Go picnic patio, with over 1,500 guests in attendance out there, enjoying some dino nuggets here on Jurassic Pork Day featuring Ed's Dinosaurs. Green Jackets will look to come out on Triceratops today and ground the Pelicans, not pterodactyls, but Pelicans in this one. It's time for our Phoenix Printing pregame player feature. Had a quick chat, an emphasis on quick, with the Carolina leader in hits, Justin Janis, who has 79 base knocks on the season, leads the Green Jackets. He's top five in the league in average as well. Here's what he had to say on how his year's been going on so far.
It's time for another Phoenix Printing pregame player feature, and we're catching up with someone who we haven't talked to in the last couple of months. One of the first interviews we did this year was with Green Jackets first baseman Justin Janis, and now here we are 80 games into the season, and Justin is leading the league in hits with 79. How's it going?
Honestly, it's been good. I don't know, just playing my game. It's been a fun season so far. We've been putting in a lot of work, so it's been a good grind for sure.
I know you're just playing your game and that the numbers might be secondary, but when you look at your production so far this year, hitting almost 300, is this a place that you thought you would be at two-thirds of the way through the year?
Honestly, I didn't really even think too much ahead of where I would be at right now. I don't know. I kind of just take it day by day, so I would kind of say, yeah, just day by day, I didn't really even think about too far into it.
now talking with you earlier in the year and talking with guys like Terry Pendleton as well, they talked about one of the things they've been working on with you is sort of elevating the ball a little bit more in that process. What are some of the tweaks that you've made over this year so far?
Honestly, kind of just like different thought process with like an approach, just kind of like different counts, like get my swing off. Honestly, just kind of get my hands to it, catch the ball out in front a little bit. It's really all I've been kind of doing, a little bit of like launch angle work, but for the most part, it's still kind of been a similar swing. Haven't changed a whole bunch.
Now, you also seem to get plunked a whole lot. I think you've worn it more than anyone else on the team. Do you know why that is?
It's probably because it's just like the way pitchers try to pitch me, I would assume. So that's probably it.
That's fair. Today is obviously the first day of the Major League Baseball draft. What was your? We talked about what it was like getting drafted, but what was your actual draft day experience like last year?
Overall, draft day, I don't know. I was at home, kind of just sitting around on my phone. Wasn't nothing too crazy. Kind of watching the draft go by in my basement, and then yeah, I got the call. So it was kind of spent some time with my family there. It was a fun night for sure.
If you could go back and redo anything from the sort of that month after the draft and you're becoming a professional for the first time, what would you do differently, if there is anything that you do differently?
Honestly, that's a good question. I probably wouldn't do too much differently. I don't know. I would kind of do just be who I am, the same person I am today. So probably not change a whole bunch.
Last one for you. Are you having fun?
Yeah, no, it's been a good time so far. Been a grind, but it's been fun for sure. So overall, it's been good.
Well, we're having fun too. We'll talk to you after the All-Star break.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it was great to catch up with Justin Janis, Illinois product. Both Illinois is in the University of Illinois, but also being born and raised in Illinois. He has been stellar today. He gets the start, batting second, playing at first base, as he so often does. It's a big day around the baseball world. Tonight at 7 p.m. is the MLB draft. The Green Jackets will be able to know a little bit more about some possible future Jackets who will join them at some point in the rest of their career. Typically, those guys who get drafted, a couple of them will make their way up to Augusta come August time. It's nice to see who the freshest prospects in the organization will be. A tremendously exciting day. The Pirates are on the clock first. It'll be between Dylan Cruz, possibly Paul Skeens, and maybe someone like Wyatt Langford from Florida who will go in that slot. You never know. Braves won't be on the clock until much later on. They obviously, as a result of where they finish, picked a lot later. They're picking in the 20s this year, but you never know who will be the one who makes it to Augusta first. That'll bring us to our starting lineups today. Green Jackets will line up like this defensively. Bryson Worrell in left. Tyler Collins is in center. Jeremy Celedonio is in right. Corey Acton comes in at third base today. The middle infield stays intact. Tavares at short. Exposito at second. And Jose Delonay is at first. Dawson Diamond is behind the plate. The lineup for Myrtle Beach, who are headed home. They'll have 9 straight home games in the next couple of weeks. Ravage Garcia leaves it off. Ismael Mena bats second. Jefferson Rojas, struggling this series, bats third. Andy Gariola, who homered yesterday, is in the cleanup spot. The hottest hitter in the league, Parker Chavers, hits fifth today, with Christian Hernandez right behind him in the sixth slot. He has 7 strikeouts and just 3 hits in his 23 at-bats this week. Malcolm Quintero gets his second game of the series. He bats 7th. Pedro Ramirez, who's driven in 8 runs to lead the team this week, bats 8th. And Miguel Pavon, who has been really solid as the number one catcher on this team over the last couple of weeks, he bats 9th. He's 5-for-15. He's driven in 4 over the course of the week. The Green Jackets will have Ambioris Tavares leading it off. Yesterday, a massive 2-run double in the bottom of the 7th that tied the game at 5, and it set the stage for the eventual winning run to be driven in the bottom of the 8th. Justin Janis, the most hits of anyone in the Carolina League this week, 9-for-19, is the man batting 2nd, EJ Exposito, who has seen more pitches than anyone else on the Green Jackets over this last 10 games. Bats 3rd, looking to snap out of a bit of a cold streak with the bat, although he has reached with 5 walks this series. Bryson Worrell, 1-for-17 over the course of the week. Would be a good time to break out of a cold slump here. He's the cleanup man today. Jeremy Celedonio, who scored the winning run yesterday, riding a 10-game on-base streak, is the man batting fifth, Jose Delonay, who drove in a pair of runs on a 2-for-4 performance on Thursday. In his best game of his brief Green Jackets career to date, bats sixth. Corey Acton in the seventh spot. Dawson Diamond bats eighth. And Tyler Collins bats ninth. Collins will be sad to see Myrtle Beach go. No one has more runs batted in against Myrtle Beach this year on the Green Jackets than TC, who plays in center field. For Augusta, Jared Johnson gets the start, being built back up into a starting pitcher. He will be opposed by the flame-throwing Luis Rujano, making just his second start of the season, while the Pelicans are awaiting some true starting pitchers. It's likely Rujano's future is probably somewhere in the bullpen, but they're going to see what they can get out of him today as a starter. In his first start of the year last week, he went 3 2/3 innings, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits, ended up taking the loss as the Pelicans fell to Fayetteville. Trying to give them some good length today, although they do have a number of arms available in their bullpen, as they so often do. Righty on righty matchup between the starting pitchers, both throwing in the upper 90s. We'll see what that velo is like today on a beautiful, languid Sunday afternoon. Getaway day for the whole league before the All-Star break. Everyone is ready to end up taking a few days off. I think, 132 games in a baseball season. We're at the 80-game mark today, so about 62% of the way done with the season. In baseball terms, that puts us in about the top of the sixth inning of this season. Green Jackets looking to close out this pre-All-Star break series on a high. We'll take a break when we come back. It's first pitch time here at SRP Park. Green Jackets and Pelicans wrapping up the season series. In a few short moments, this was the TaxSlayer pregame show.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball. Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Wrapping up the pre-All-Star break season here at SRP Park. Today, my name is Nathan Strauss. It's my pleasure to be here for Green Jackets baseball in North Augusta, South Carolina. After 23 games between these two local rivals, one team will get to have the last laugh until next year. Green Jackets taking on the single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The series stands 3-2 in favor of the visiting Birds, but the Green Jackets can salvage a split with a victory today. Each team staring at a 4-day break coming up tomorrow. Each team will be extra motivated to carry momentum into that break. Jared Johnson, the flame-throwing righty, is on the mound for Augusta, making his 7th start of the season, his 5th straight start, and his 15th appearance overall. Comes into today with a stellar 58 strikeouts on his line in 38 innings of work. However, command has been an issue, giving up some walks as well. Fastball, slider, and a change for Johnson. And the fastball in particular can really get up there. We've seen him touch 99. Before his injury a couple of years ago, he was able to hit triple digits. This could be the day for Jared Johnson where he sees that once again on this SRP Park video board. He will go up against the lineup of Pelicans that looks like this. Ravage Garcia, a homer this series, leads it off. Ismael Mena in the two slot. Jefferson Rojas, the 18-year-old, bats third with Andy Gariola, who homered to lefty yesterday, batting fourth. Parker Chavers hits fifth. Christian Hernandez right behind him in sixth. And the bottom of the order is Malcolm Quintero, Pedro Ramirez, and Miguel Pabon, who has been really good in the bottom of the lineup this week. Both Ramirez and Pabon have combined for 12 runs batted in between the two of them, and neither has hit in the any spot above seventh over the course of this week. Green Jackets in their home whites today, Myrtle Beach, back in their familiar road grays with blue and yellow numbers. Green Jackets wearing their home green caps as Jared Johnson goes through his final warm-up pitches here. Dawson Diamond will be his catcher today with Corey Acton at third, Ambioris Tavares at short, EJ Exposito is at second with Justin Janis at first. The outfield from left to right, Bryson Worrell, Tyler Collins, and Jeremy Celedonio in a sunbathed field. Here, temperatures in the low 90s. It's been a heat storm of a week here. Temperature at first pitch, 91 degrees. Real feel, 92 with 62% humidity. The switch hitting Garcia digs in here. Batting left against Johnson, the third baseman Acton comes in on the grass with the rest of the infield shifted over. The first pitch is taken for a strike at 94, and we get underway at 1:39 p.m. here on this Sunday series finale. A beautiful afternoon, good crowd on hand. The 0-1 from Johnson fought foul that time off speed at 88. Both teams tied at 7-7 over the course of this season. Jared Johnson has really stifled the Pelicans this year. They are just 2-28. Against him. Garcia has one of those hits, and this pitch here taken high, 1-2 the count.
The other man with a base hit is Christian Hernandez, who tripled off of him. Johnson has 13 strikeouts against Myrtle Beach in the 28 at-bats that Pelicans have taken against him, nearly 50%. 1-2 the count from Johnson. The pitch is up and away. 91 there. Johnson, a big, well-maintained beard, dark hair streaming behind him. A very imposing figure to look out at on the mound. And he gets the sign from Diamond, 2-2 pitch. Inside ball, 3 at 96. Count goes full. Johnson missed all of last year recovering from Tommy John. He is back, and now they're really opening him up. 15th game of the year. 38 innings coming in two today. And a 3-2 count here on Garcia. The pitch taken up and in ball four. So it'll be a leadoff walk for Ravaj Garcia. That was the formula for him yesterday when he walked in the first and then scored after a single and a sacrifice fly. Ismael Mena, the lefty, will dig in right after him. He is 1 for 13 this series with a couple of strikeouts. Average down to just 233. Garcia off of first being held on. And this pitch is taken outside. Justin Janis, by the way, DHing today. Misspoke. It's Jose Delonay who is at first. And he is the man holding on Garcia. No score, just underway. Top of inning number one. A 1-0 count to Mena. Pickoff throw comes to first. A late tag by Delonay.
Everybody goes home with a Poberry Biscuit coupon from Bojangles.
6-5 is Mena. Big lefty. And Ravaj Garcia goes. Pitch taken high. Diamond bobbles the ball on the transfer. It'll be a stolen base for Garcia. And he gets into scoring position here. And the count's 2-0 on Mena. 29 walks to 58 strikeouts. A 2-1 ratio of strikeout to walk for Johnson this year. That has really been the big glaring number on the line. The big strikeout numbers, 2-0. Mena squares the bunt and pops it up. Johnson makes the catch. He dives, and he hangs on. Oh, what a beautiful play by Jared Johnson. Pitchers are athletes, too. And he sends Garcia scurrying to the bag back at second. Taken away. Some free bases there from the Birds. Johnson lost the hat in the process. All those PFP drills in spring training. Spend so much time doing those PFPs, pitchers fielding practice, and that time it paid off. That's why pitchers and catchers report so early to spring training. First pitch up high to Jefferson Rojas at 95. Runner on second, now one away in the top of the first. Righty on righty matchup, and the 1-0. Thought about offering, takes it high. Garcia being loosely held on by Exposito at second. He taps the glove a few times. Garcia dancing. The 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball up and away. Tried a slider and looked like it got part of the outside corner there, but the home plate umpire, Frank Jones, said no dice. Tyler Hovick is the umpire on the bases today, standing just behind the mound to the left of Jared Johnson. 3-0 count to Rojas with a base open at first. The pitch is right down the middle with a fastball at 93. That's the get-me-over fastball from Johnson, and even that is sizzling in at 94 miles an hour. So hitters count. Outfield straightaway. Everyone shifted towards center field. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him there, 96. So a full count to Rojas with Gariola awaiting on deck. Johnson working from the stretch with a runner on base. Delivers 3-2. Line towards center field, shallow. Collins is coming in. Exposito going out. Collins is there. He makes the catch while losing the hat for out number two. Good work there by Jared Johnson. Going behind the count, 3-0. Battles back, two strikes, and then gets that pop out to center. So Gariola next to the plate, 224 for him on the season, six homers, one of which came yesterday, a monster blast to left field. The first man that Samuel Strickland faced, Strickland ended up striking out eight of the next 14 batters he faced after that home run. The pitch. Slider for a strike to open him up. Power on power matchup here. Gariola 6-5, a lot of pop in his bat. Just 3-for-17 this series with 9 strikeouts, but he does have that home run that really loomed large in the game yesterday. Put the Birds on top in the top of the fourth. 0-1 from Johnson upstairs with a fastball taken for a ball. 1-1. That one 97. Johnson is someone who has gained velocity as his outings have gone on. He's got Garcia at second. No score. 2 away. The 1-1. Up and away. Fastball that time again. Luis Rujano, another big body pitcher, will be going for Myrtle Beach in the bottom of this first inning as he is gradually being built up into a starting pitcher. 2-1. Grounder to short. Exposito, rather Tavares, is there. Sidearm throw to first, retires the side. A leadoff walk and a stolen base. No hits. A walk, one left. Green Jackets up to the plate when we come back in the bottom of the frame. No score at SRP Park.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
No score as we head to the bottom of inning number one here on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Bally Live. Jared Johnson faced 4 batters in the top of the frame. And coming out to the mound now is Luis Rujano. Rujano is making his 5th appearance of the season against Augusta, just his 2nd start of the year in total. The big righty out of Venezuela was a University of South Florida commit before being a day 3 selection of the Cubs last year, a pick that has gotten them universal acclaim. 6-4, a projectable body on the mound and another hard thrower. Ambioris Tavares leads it off. First pitch, fastball popped up, right side of the infield, might be playable. Going towards foul ground and making the catch is the first baseman Garcia. 1 pitch, 1 out. Green Jackets with Tavares, Janis, and Exposito due up this frame. No score here. Bottom of the first, Justin Janis, 0-for-5 against Rujano this season, is the man at the plate. 9 hits for him this week, hitting .294, leading the team and top 5 in the league. The pitch to the lefty is taken outside at 92. Janis so composed in the box, the 1-0. That one is just downstairs, 2-0. No one has more first pitch hits in the league than Justin Janis this year either. Now the count 2-0, but he's got 19 hits on 0-0 counts. 2-0 is down in the dirt, 3-0. Janis tied with Samuel Basayo for the league lead in hits. He's also tied with Basayo for the league lead in multi-hit games with 23. And a 3-0 count here from Rujano to Janis. The pitch downstairs, ball 4. It's a 4-pitch walk for Janis, his 3rd walk of the series. He has now reached in exactly 50% of his plate appearances over the course of this week. EJ Exposito next to the dish. Righty on righty matchup, Janis being held on by Garcia at first. No score, bottom 1. The pitch to Expo. Hits him on the arm. that will put it to a board. Exposito wearing it pretty comfortably. Doesn't look like that hurt him too bad. If you're going to get hit, getting hit on the place where you wear all that protection is probably the best way to do it. That's now the 11th hit by pitch of this series between the two teams, split 6-5, Myrtle Beach and Augusta. Green Jackets have hit the Pelicans 6 times. Pelicans have hit Augusta right back 5 times. Not intentionally, it's probably this humidity. Bryson Worrell into the box, which hitter batting left with 2 aboard, takes the first pitch for a strike on the inside corner. Janis, a 4-pitch walk, and then the HBP. The Exposito puts those two men aboard. A 1 downstairs with a fastball at 93. Big shout out to Cub Central on Twitter, at Cub Central 08, who runs the North Side Bound, or is part of the North Side Bound network. Todd, he does a tremendous job writing about the Cubs prospects. 1-1 to Worrell is, called strike on the inside corner. And that one was a little bit in off the plate, and Worrell will call timeout. Looked in from up here and was inside, courtesy of our better angles that we've got on the electronic strike zone. So 1-2 the count to Worrell. Tough take there. 0-2 with 2 walks against this man on the mound, Rujano. The pitch. Grounder towards first. Fielded by Garcia. He'll go to second for 1. Back to first. Not in time. Worrell beats it out. Good play by Garcia to try and take that middle man away. Would have been the easier play just to go to first himself. But Worrell had a chance to maybe beat him to the bag. Instead, it will be a 3-6 fielder's choice. So Exposito back to the dugout. Janis takes third. And Jeremy Celedonio now to the plate. He has been one of the hotter hitters on this team over the last 10 games. 10-game on-base streak for him. 5-12 with a double and 3 walks this series. First pitch taken downstairs. Leads the team in homers with 11. On a bit of a homerless drought here. Hasn't homered in almost a month. His last came on the 15th of June. Worrell, great speed on first. The 1-0. That one off the outside edge, 2-0. But back to Todd Johnson, who is doing an excellent job of chronicling players from all across the Cubs system. His writing really helps you get a good feel on who you're going to see on the field. 2-0 the count. The pitch is brought into the zone. Changeup on the very bottom reaches of the plate. Runs in the corners. No score. 2 away in the bottom of the first. The 2-1 to Celedonio from Rujano. Is in another low strike there. Green Jackets dugout didn't like it. Neither did some of the fans behind home plate. And Celedonio will call time and reset himself. Worrell, a twitchy runner off of first. Janis is the man on third. 2-2 with 2 away. The pitch. Breaking ball way outside. Celedonio laid off it. The count goes full. So Worrell will get a little extra jump here with the full count and 2 away. Celedonio leads the team in walks. And a good spot here. Let's see if he gets a pitch to hit with Jose Delonay on deck. Worrell goes to 3-2. Swung on and missed. Got him on the bottom part of the zone. The fastball at 93. A walk, a hit by pitch, and 2 left here in the inning. We head to the top of the second. Still no score. Johnson back out to the mound when we come back.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. SRP. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Well, we're back here in the top of the second inning. Green Jackets and Pelicans all square at zero. Green Jackets will be back home a week from Tuesday, 9 days from now, to take on the Fredericksburg Nationals. The Fred Nats come to town in the first home series after the All-Star break. Just four homestands left. You're not going to want to miss out on the action. Go to greenjacketsbaseball.com for tickets. Parker Chavers takes a strike at the waist on a slider to open up his account today. Had a tremendous series, two homers, four runs batted in. He has gone 8 for 17. That's a 471 average this week. He's played every game. The 0-1, another breaking ball on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. With an 0-2 count, Johnson can afford to think about maybe wasting a pitch here or tempting him with a high cheddar. The 0-2. Fastball grounded, foul past the first baseline. Chavers, Hernandez, Quintero, the three due up this half inning. Neither team got a hit in the first inning. Each team had men on base. Once again, 0-2 from Johnson. Shot towards right center field. Collins going back over towards the wall. He looks up. That ball is bound on the warning track, and Collins misplays it. Chavers wants three. Throw cut off by Exposito, and it's going to be a ground rule double. They're going to send Chavers back to the bag at second, as it looked like it came off the top of the wall and then back into the field of play.
Second baseman, number one, Christian Hernandez.
So what was a stand-up triple will become a ground rule double. Down in the alley in right center field, Chavers can do no wrong this week. That one, 97 off the bat. 395 feet is our projected distance on that one. That's a homer if he pulls it maybe 10 feet to the right. Instead, it'll be a leadoff man in scoring position. Hernandez at the plate. First pitch to him, grounded towards short. Tavares will freeze Chavers at the bag. Throw to first a little bit high. Janis brings it, rather, Delone brings it down comfortably. So used to Justin Janis playing at first base. He's played all but about 10 games there this season.
And
Delone has done a good job in his stead. So Malcolm Quintero next to the plate. Switch hitting catcher, batting left. Runner on second. Just 125 on the season is Quintero. The first pitch misses just away, and it's 1-0. A lot of first pitch sliders or off-speed pitches from Jared Johnson. Some kind of off-speed. The pitch, ground foul. No score here. Top of inning number two. Runner on second with one away. One and one the count. The pitch downstairs, snagged on a hop by Diamond. Big hole on the left side of the infield. The 2-1 upstairs. Go, 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball, and Diamond drops it afterwards. And the count will fill up. So a full count to Quintero. Runner on second and one away. Quintero, wide stance, the pitch. Popped up, foul, out of play. It'll get back over our head.
Once again, Green Jack X Dance team members, please report to your appropriate side for your next performance.
Quintero uses his timeout. He'll step out and reset. Still a full count here. Johnson trying to put him away with Ramirez on deck. He's driven an 8 this week. The 3-2. Upstairs, ball 4.
Now batting our middle linebacker of the game, third baseman, number 5, Pedro Ramirez.
Pedro Ramirez, switch hitter batting left, is the next man to the plate. Runner on first, runner on second, one away. First pitch taken way up high, and Diamond will snag it and take a mound visit here to settle Johnson down a little bit. A leadoff double for Chavers, then a ground out by Hernandez, then a walk from Quintero has two aboard. Ramirez has driven an 8. He has 3 doubles over the course of this week as well. A lot of rockets off the bat. First and second, 1-0 count to Ramirez, 25 ribbies on the season. The pitch is in for a strike, softly on the outside corner. Jurassic Pork here at the ballpark, Jurassic Pork Day at the ballpark. There are dinosaurs all around the concourse of the inflatable and animatronic variety. 1-1, runners going for third, taken outside. There's no throw because no one's covering second and no one's covering third. It'll be a double steal. Everyone got caught up in knots there, and now the go-ahead run is just 90 feet away. The 2-1 pitch upstairs. The pitch, line foul, the count will go full. Johnson trying to get out of a little bit of a jam here. Second and third, one away. Driving up the pitch count here as well. Johnson went 3 2/3. His last time out, gave up 4 hits and 2 runs while walking 4 and also striking out 4. And the 3-2 here, taking low ball 4. That one got a little bit of the zone on the bottom edge. Certainly a pitch that could have been called a strike. Certainly was back in the bottom of the first. So now the base is loaded and one away for Miguel Pabon, the catcher who has been excellent this season, rather this series in particular. 5 for 15, he's driven in 4. Righty on righty matchup, bases juiced, infield a double play deck. No score, the first pitch in for a strike. A 1. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a slider down and away. Oh, So 0-2 the count. Pavone at the plate. Runners with their lead at every base and one away. The pitch is fouled off. Just was able to get a piece of it on the outside part of the plate, and he will stay alive. Every team wrapping up their first half of the season in Major League Baseball today. Braves and Rays are underway, all even up at zero. That game in the bottom of the first. We'll have updates on that as the day goes along. Still 0-2 on Pavone. Johnson gets the sign, and the pitch is tipped into the mitt, and Diamond holds on, strike three. First strikeout of the day for Jared Johnson, and it's a big one, as there is the important second out, and that'll bring up Ravaj Garcia, who walked in the first, and he's got the bases loaded in front of him here, trying to get the Pelicans on the board in the top of the second. First pitch is fouled off down the left field line. Shavers at third is the first run of the game. 0-1 is swung on and missed. Boy, way out in front there. Johnson took something off it, and he's got Garcia 0-2 trying to strand him here. And an 0-2 count. The pitch from Johnson is line foul, out of play. Left field line. Still 0-2. Chavers at third, Quintero at second, Ramirez on at first. Johnson checks the runner. 0-2. Soft number foul. It gets the batter Garcia in the shin before trickling back towards the mound.
Our favorite visiting team fans of all time. Please welcome Alex. Thanks for the Puerto Rican dugout. Alex, thanks for being here today. Thanks for taking care of your team.
Once again, 0-2. Johnson delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. High fastball, he chased it. And Johnson bounces back from a couple of walks with back-to-back strikeouts to strand them loaded in the second. No score through 1.5. Green Jackets have Delonay, Acton, Diamond 2 up in the bottom of the frame. We come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here for the bottom of the second. A couple of clutch strikeouts from Jared Johnson. Stranded two men aboard. Three men aboard, in the top of the frame.
Dad, be sure to get your tickets now for Princess Day.
A week from today is Princess Day at the ballpark. Another kids club day here, as every Sunday is at SRP Park. A special visit from Anna and Elsa.
Lead it off for the Great Jackets. Popeye's RBI Pan RPA. First baseman, Jose
Delone. Jose Delone. Delone at the plate. Lefty takes this one outside for a ball.
Delone.
Had a great game on Thursday when he went 2-for-4 with 2 runs batted in. He'll take this one low for a ball. He reached 3 times in that one. He had one hit on Tuesday night in the series opener. This just his fifth game with the Green Jackets this year. The 2-0, tip foul, out of play. He had been tearing it up in the Florida Complex League. In the first 10 games of the FCL season, hit .412 with an OPS of over 1,000. He had driven in 14 runs in 10 games. The 2-1, taken upstairs. Rujano on the mound for the second inning of work. Only needed 16 pitches in that first frame. He did strand two men aboard at the corners. 3-1. Tip foul, big swing there. And the count goes full. Not sure what kind of length they'll get out of him. He is only making his second start of the season. Had been a 1-2 inning reliever in his first half dozen starts. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball outside, ball four. And it's a leadoff walk for Jose Delone, and he is aboard at first. Looking around the Carolina League right now, Down East and Kannapolis are all tied up at zero right now. Fayetteville and Carolina finished their game from yesterday with the Mudcats taking a 1-0 win, and now in game two, a 7-inning game, Carolina's also already up 1-0. Acton steps in and takes a strike. Runner on first, no score, no one out here in the bottom of inning number two. Columbia visits Charleston tonight at 5. Same thing for Fredericksburg and Delmarva. Salem and Lynchburg already postponed due to rain. 0-1, shot foul, high out of play on the left field line over towards the garage. It's MLB draft day, one of the most exciting days of the year for everyone involved in baseball. O2 pitch, off speed, called strike three. Man, that was way outside. Acton is saying the same thing to Frank Jones. That one missed by a couple of inches, and he gets rung up. Good frame job from Pavon, brings it back over the plate. Acton really giving it to him as he walks back to the dugout, and can't blame him. That was not a strike. Runner on first for Dawson Diamond, who will take this one for a strike. Diamond, 1-for-6 with a couple of walks this series, has reached in four consecutive games. He's got a man on first and now one away. 0-1 downstairs. Green Jackets have left 108 men on base here in the second half of the season, which is second most in the league. And they've had a couple of one-run games in there as well. 1-1, Diamond will take a breaking ball in the dirt for a ball. Green Jackets lost by a run on Thursday and Friday night before yesterday, reversing that and picking up a one-run win themselves. They also won by one on Tuesday. And Diamond will take a fastball. Oof, man, for a strike at the bottom of the zone. He turns around angrily, but a 2-2 count here. Rujano with two strikeouts already today. Delone on first, Delone on first, the pitch. Shot foul. Rujano against the Green Jackets this year, now through 10 innings of work, giving up 6 hits, 4 runs. He has walked 8 and struck out 10. 2-2 the count. The pitch taken, called strike three. Got him looking. Diamond points down. Another strikeout looking for Rujano. Back-to-back case here after the leadoff walk. Now trotting up to the plate, Tyler Collins, the lefty. He's got a runner on first and two away. No score here in the bottom of the second. First pitch is inside. Snap throw back to first. Sliding in head first safely is Delone. One and oh. Collins hitting an even 200. Really turned it on the last couple of weeks. The pitch tipped into the mitt. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 shot foul down the left field line. Over and out of the stadium. Green Jackets head to Fayetteville this upcoming weekend for three games against the Astros single-A affiliate, then return home for six games against the Nationals. The F-Nats, the Fred-Nats, coming to town next. 1-2. High breaking ball taken outside. It slipped there at 73. So the count 2-2. After that series with Fredericksburg, they'll go on the road to take on Charleston. That'll round out the month of July. Runner on first with two away, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. They'll strike out the side after issuing a leadoff walk. Two looking, one swinging, one left on the walk. To the top of the third we go, no score at SRP Park.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, you see something new in minor league baseball every day. We just saw a reenactment of a dinosaur being born and hatching from an egg. Not sure how to make heads or tails of that one, but both teams trying to break some, well, dinosaur eggs on the scoreboard. No score here as we hit the top of the third. It'll be Mena to lead it off. 2-3 and 4, Mena, Rojas, and Gariola, the three. Who will take the plate here. The lefty Mena digs in and takes a strike from Jared Johnson. And we're underway in the top of the third. No score. Mena tried to bunt and popped out to Johnson in the first, who made a spectacular diving play. 0-1. In for a strike. Infield all the way shifted over. Acton, the third baseman, to the right of the shortstop spot. 0-2, swing and a miss. Three straight off-speed pitches there. And he gets a three-pitch strikeout. Johnson now fanned three in a row. And there is one away now in the top of the third. Jefferson Rojas next to the plate. Just 2-for-18 this week. That's 1-11. Over the course of the week. Made his debut against Augusta last month. Has been really good on the balance of things, and he'll shoot this one to left. Playing it comfortably is Bryson Worrell for out number two. Four pitches, two outs. That's big for Jared Johnson and his pitch count so far, as that brings him up to 50 on the day, but he needed 28 to get through inning number two, where he left the bases loaded. No one aboard and no score for Andy Gariola. Gariola grounded out to Tavares to end the frame back in the first. Johnson gets the sign, the pitch. In for a strike at the waist. Five pitches, five strikes for Johnson so far in the frame. ERA down to 3.92. Came into today just around that four even mark. 0-1. Tipped off the end of the bat, dribbling up the first baseline. Might be fair, it is fielded in foul territory. Had anyone got there soon enough, they might have been able to pick it up and tag him, but honestly, safer play just to let it roll foul there as well. It was just a nubber that split the difference between Johnson and DeLonay. 0-2 the count. No one aboard and two away here in the top of the third. Johnson looking for a 1-2-3 frame. The 0-2 outside and low. And the 1-2 pitch from Johnson is upstairs, breaking ball that sailed a little bit, and the count evens up at 2-2. On deck, the dangerous Parker Chavers, who got his ninth hit and his fourth extra base hit of the series in his first time up, ended up stranded at third last inning. 2-2 from Johnson is taken just high, and the count will go full. Johnson, three strikeouts, three walks, one hit allowed. And a full count here with two away to Gariola. The payoff, chopper high, chopped towards Tavares at short. He'll have a long throw. It is in time to retire the side. Beat him by half a step. 1-2-3 for Jared Johnson, who's retired five in a row. To the bottom of the third we go. Green Jackets and Pelicans deadlocked at zero.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back here for the bottom of the third, Green Jackets and Pelicans tied at zero. Rujano back out to the mound. He will have the top of the order coming to the plate. It'll be Tavares, Janis, and Exposito, who are next up to face the Venezuelan. For those of you who aren't playing Immaculate Grid yet, not sure why, if you're tuning into minor league baseball, you probably should be pretty good at this kind of game. If you don't know, Immaculate Grid is, think of a tic-tac-toe kind of board. Three rows across, three rows down. And the idea is there's a team for each row and a team for each column. You've got to fill it in with players who have played for each franchise. Or sometimes it'll be something like hit X amount of home runs in a season. Tavares steps in to lead it off. Ready on righty matchup, no score, and he'll take this pitch outside. They'll check down to first to see if he swung. He did not. Had a real tough time with the Immaculate Grid today. It's got a lot of teams that I don't do well with typically, like those mostly in the AL Central. Want to know the count? Rujano gets the sign, delivers. Swung on and missed, same pitch there, and that time he did go around. And you can guess any player from baseball history, and you get a lower score based on how rare your answer is. So you want to get it to be as rare as possible in the Immaculate Grid. It's taken over everywhere. 1-1. Dropped in too low off the top of the plate for a ball 2-1. For example, one of the columns today is the Washington Nationals. One of the rows is the Kansas City Royals. So you'd have to think about a player who played for both the Nats and the Royals. 2-1 pitch, driven towards left center field. Going back is Mena towards the track. He runs out of room. That ball's gone. Off the batter's eye. Two homers in a week for Ambioris Tavares, and the Green Jackets, with their first hit of the day, take a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. Tabby goes off the batter's eye, 1-0-2 off the bat, and the Green Jackets take a 1-0 lead with their first hit. That ball just kept traveling and traveling. Not a bad pitch, a fastball low and away, and Tavares turned on it. So Janis next to the plate. 0-1 the count. And he'll take this one low. It's 1-1. Green Jackets now leading 1-0. Rujano back out to work quickly now. The 1-1 pitch. Shot towards left center field in for a base hit. It gets over the glove of the leaping Rojas at short. And Justin Janis yet again is aboard. Now a walk and a single for him. 10 hits now on the series for Janis. He now has 13 hits in the month of July, which is the most in the league. And his batting average is really close to 300 right now. It's 298 after that base knock. Exposito to the plate. Runner on first and no one out. And he will take this pitch inside. Exposito got drilled in the elbow with the first pitch he saw back in the first. One-oh. Line towards left field. Shallow. Mena going over to his left. The center fielder has room and he will make the catch one away. So Bryson Worrell next to the plate, grounded into a fielder's choice. The first baseman threw to second to a limited Exposito back in the first. Runner on first and one away. Swing and a miss here from Worrell. Green Jackets got a run home on Ambiori Savarez' third homer of the year. All of his homers have been solo shots. His first one came on the road at Kannapolis back in the first week of May. 0-1 in the dirt. Janis is going. Throw from the knees of Pabon is not in time. The pitcher, Rujano, tried to bring that throw down. I'm not sure if he realized that there was a runner going there. I don't think he made contact with it. Nonetheless, it'll be an alert stolen base for Justin Janis if they give it to him as a stolen base and not as possibly a wild pitch for that ball in the dirt. So 1-1 the count. To Worrell, the pitch. Breaking ball slips up and away. Janis on second. Worrell's one hit in the series brought home the winning run on Tuesday, the fourth run of a 4-3 ball game. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike, down and away. They've given it as a stolen base for Janis, his fifth of the season. And it puts him in scoring position. Two and two the count. Rujano checks the runner at second. Augusta on top, 1-0 in the 2-2 pitch. Driven towards left field, shallow. Might stay on the infield here. Now Rojas going back. He will make the catch on the infield dirt for the out. And now they've taken away the stolen base from Janis. They've ruled it a wild pitch. Ted Miller, the official scorer in the other room, just playing with all of us here. So Celedonio next to the plate. He will take a breaking ball down and away. Struck out swinging on a low fastball to end the first. Janis is on second. Green Jackets got their first two hits of the game in this frame. Tavares homered, and then Janis followed up with a single. The 1-0 checked his swing, but went around, and it's 1-1. All good. 1-1 the count. Something comes loose in the outfield, I believe. The left fielder, Gariola, has to go check on it. Maybe a ball came in from out there. There is a giant inflatable stegosaurus to the right of the batter's eye right now as well. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Got him out in front. Janis on second. Decent lead with two away. Hernandez, the second baseman, pounding the glove to keep him honest. Celedonio awaits the pitch. It is taken on the inside corner, called strike three. A slow walk to the dugout by Celedonio. disputing the call, down and in. It's the fifth strikeout of the day for Luis Rujano. But Augusta takes the lead 1-0. Albiorix Tavares gets a solo shot for the first run of the game. Back in a flash for the fourth.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP
going
Federal
back
Credit
is Mina towards the track.
Cover.
He runs
great
out of room.
RV,
that ball's gone.
Motorcycle,
off the batter's eye.
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Top of the fourth. Green Jackets now on top, 1-0. Albiorix Tavares with his third homer of the season, second in his last five games, has given the Green Jackets the first run of the game. Green Jackets lead the league in home runs as a team. That's number 63 of the season. Just their fourth of the month of July. Their month of May, they averaged over a home run per game. They hit 30. In 28 contests in that month. Leading off this half inning, the lefty Chavers. He will take this one just outside for a ball. Chavers doubled to the warning track in deep right center field his first time up. Been on some kind of tear. Extended his on-base streak now to 25 games. 1-0 pitch. Popped up. Left field. Worrell started back. Now comes in. He's got the room, and he makes the catch, one away. Chavers on this long hit streak, another long on-base streak, now 26 games, hitting .326 with a .944 OPS. It's the seventh longest in all of baseball, not just in the Carolina League, but across every level of minor league baseball. One away for Christian Hernandez, who's the next man up. First pitch to him is popped up, but foul and out of play. It's going to land right on top of the roof over our booth. I just heard it crash down. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. So 0-2 with no one aboard. Green Jackets up by a run in the top of the fourth. The pitch from Johnson lined off the end of the bat towards Tavares at short. Gathers, throws, nice underhand pick by Delonay at first. Two away. Johnson had the bases loaded with one away in the top of the second. Since then, three strikeouts, two flyouts, and two groundouts. He's retired seven straight, trying to get through four innings today. His long outing of the year is 3 2/3. That's where he's at right now. Done that three times. And Quintero steps in and takes the first pitch for a ball, down and in. The 1-0. Quintero takes a strike. He worked a walk and then stole second, part of a double steal between Chavers and Quintero that put two in scoring position. The 1-1. Line towards left field. Worrell going back towards the track, and this ball is gone. First homer of the season for Malcolm Quintero just sneaks out of the left field wall, and we're all tied up at one. Just the fourth home run for Quintero in his 401st minor league at-bat. and his first home run since last season in Myrtle Beach, and he ties the game.
Third baseman, Abel Reiter, Pedro Rivera.
Pedro Ramirez next in. We're all tied up 1-1. Each team with a run on two hits so far. Ramirez worked the walk to load up the bases. The 1-0, line down the left field line, foul and out of play. And there's an arm getting up and active in the bullpen for Augusta. Johnson trying to notch his longest outing of the season, which he will achieve with his next out. 1-1. Fouled off, same place. Last time Johnson went four innings was September 10th in 2021. A strike here will get him there again. Almost 20 months later. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, he got him. And if that's how Johnson's outing comes to an end, it's a good way to cap it. Four strikeouts for Jared Johnson. And we'll head to the bottom of the fourth. We're all tied up at one. Quintero's homer has evened up this contest. Back in a moment from SRP Park.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
We have bad, you got two even here. We have three here on this side, three on that side. I promise there should be definitely...
Back here for the bottom of the fourth, we're all tied up at 1-1. Luis Rujano comes back out onto the mound for his fourth inning of work. 54 pitches for him so far, just 29 strikes. That's just a smidge over 50%. So far, two hits, one run allowed, two walks, and five strikeouts. Very similar outing for Jared Johnson, whose evening might be done. It might not be as well. We're going to see Adam Shoemaker in all likelihood come out at some point in the fifth. Johnson so far, four innings of work, two hits, one run, three walks, four strikeouts, and a homer. DeLone leads it off, and he'll foul the first pitch up and out of play. DeLone is trying to reach yet again. He walked his first time up, ended up stranded at first because the next three men fanned. Action in the bullpen of Myrtle Beach, 0-1 downstairs. Rujano, largely a reliever over the course of this year. Still his first year in pro ball. Jumped from high school ball right to Myrtle Beach. Pretty impressive stuff. The 1-1 taken away, 2-1. 20 years of age, a young 20, turned 20 in the week before he was added to the Myrtle Beach roster. April 22nd, made his debut on May 2nd, the 2-1, high and outside. So yet to hit a dozen pro outings. A 3-1 count here. The pitch is outside, ball four. So two walks now, both times leading off an inning for Jose DeLone, and he continues to reach base at a nice clip this series. He's now reached five of the nine times he has come to the plate. And we're going to have a pitching change as possibly Cohen Moreno, trying to get a look at the head of hair, and indeed Cohen Moreno it will be, comes out of the bullpen. A very distinctive pitcher on the mound. You can't miss him. Green Jackets will get their second look at him this week when we come back. Runner on first and no one out in the bottom of the fourth in a tie game. We're all evened up at 1-1.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
So we're back here in the bottom of the fourth. Cohen Moreno comes out onto the mound with Rujano's evening done after one batter here in this bottom of the frame. Moreno this season's been pretty good on the balance of things. 3-2 with 3.18 ERA, a whip of 1.69, was a fifth rounder in the last round of that shortened draft in 2020. 21 years of age, turns 22 in a little under a month, and he will have Corey Acton in to lead it off. Last year, Moreno made 7 appearances in Myrtle Beach, struggled in his jump to affiliated baseball. This year has gone much better. 17th outing of the year. His last one came on Tuesday night, gave up a run on 2 hits while fanning 2. And Acton will take a ball here to begin the frame. A big shout-out to my cousins tuning in from the car in Payton Aram, Massachusetts. Cutler, Graham, and Beckett, sorry not to be there with you guys this weekend, but hope you're having fun. The 1-0, line towards right field. He turned on it, but foul, had home run distance, but well inside the pole over towards southbound, the bar and grill, barbecue place down the right field line. So with the count 1-1, we're all tied up at 1 with Delaunay at first, and the pitch is lined towards left center field. Over is Gariola towards the track. He will make the catch. It's sliced in the direction of the left fielder, Gariola, for out number 1. So that'll bring up Dawson Diamond. Diamond struck out looking in his first AB of the day. Max Fried made his first rehab assignment outing of the season. 35 pitches for AAA Gwinnett. First pitch to Diamond, popped up right field line and out of play. Each team got a run on a solo home run. The bottom of the third on Bioris Tavares lined one off the batter's eye, and then in the top of the fourth, it was Malcolm Quintero who got his first in almost 365 days. 0-1 here to Diamond. The pitch taken for a strike on the outside part of the plate. So 0-2 the count. Runner on first. Moreno, the righty, gets the sign and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Big curveball at 74. And down on strikes goes Diamond. That'll bring up Tyler Collins.
Center field, Tyler Collins.
Collins with a big double yesterday that sat down on the left field line, got him into scoring position. First pitch is inside and high. Anything that gets into the outfield with him, especially towards the left field foul line, he's almost automatically thinking extra bases with his speed. Got a man on base right now. And this one outside as well, 2-0. Green Jackets trying to go into the All-Star break on a winning note. They picked up a win yesterday by one run. Both their wins and two of their three losses this week have been by just one. 2-0 pitch way upstairs, and that's at the eyes, taken for a ball. Collins 0 for 2 with a walk against Moreno this season. On deck, Ambiori's Tavares is 1 for 5 against this arm. 3-0 the count. And the pitch taken for a strike at the waist. So a hitter's count now for Collins. In that AAA game, Gwinnett is leading Omaha 3-0. The 3-1 pitch. Popped up, shallow center field. Sawed him off in on the hands. Out goes the shortstop. The second baseman will call him off. And it's Hernandez who makes the catch to retire the side. We'll be back in a moment here for the top of the fifth inning. We are all tied up with the score 1-1.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We're back here for the top of the fifth, and we've got a pitching change. It's Starlin Rodriguez, who comes in looking to undo a rough string of outings. And he will have 9-1-2. Pavone in to lead it off, righty on righty matchup. Rodriguez misses up and away with a fastball as we get underway. Rodriguez went an inning and gave up a couple hits and a run the other day. 1-0 in for a strike. 23 years of age is Rodriguez. Last time out, two hits, one run, gave up a home run. Walked one and struck out one as well. The pitch is lined up the middle. Exposito can't get there. It's into center field for a leadoff knock for Pavone. Rodriguez has given up a run in each of his last four outings. In fact, over that time, he has given up 10 runs in five innings. His ERA has jumped coming into today. It's 8.79. The leadoff man is aboard. We're all even up at 1-1. Garcia, the leadoff man, is into the box, batting left. He'll foul off the first pitch to the backstop. Garcia 0-1 with a walk. On deck, Ismael Mena is 0-2. He's 1-15 this week. Each team gets 4 days off after this for the All-Star break. Three-game weekend set up coming. Pickoff throw comes to first. Delaunay, no tag. The final line for Jared Johnson. Four innings, two hits, one run, three walks, four strikeouts. The only run came on a homer. 0-1 pitch. Line fouled on the left field line over towards the bullpen. Now over onto the berm and bouncing off the Budweiser sign. there is a massive inflatable Stegosaurus to the left of the kids' zone out in right center field. It is very distracting. Just keeps waving in the wind to the right of the batter's eye. 0-2 upstairs. Those batter's eyes exist for a reason. They're there to make sure batters are able to pick up the ball and provide a level playing field, so to speak. And then if you look about 10 feet to the right, there's just this giant pink Stegosaurus that's like waving its inflatable head around. The pitch taken high, and the count evens up at 2-2. Doesn't bother me, but I don't have to hit the ball. And even if I did get in the batter's box, it wouldn't make much of a difference either. The 2-2. Checked his swing, taken on the outside corner, called strike three. Beautiful pitch there from Starlin Rodriguez. And there is out number one. Ismael Mena is the next man to the plate. The lefty struggling this series. He'll pop out and a strikeout today. Big swing and a miss here. It's 0-1. Mena was part of the return in the Yu Darvish deal. When Darvish went from the Cubs to the Padres got Darvish and Caratini on that trade. A seven-player trade. 0-1 the count. Pabon extends his lead at first. The pitch. Checked his swing, went around, and it's 0-2. He's looking out of sorts. Of that trade, Jason Santana has already been released. Reginald Preciado is down in the complex. Not been the greatest of deals for the Cubs so far. 0-2 pitch upstairs. Mena was one of the younger members of that trade. And now getting his taste of full season baseball. One-two pitch. Soft grounder up the middle. Tavares fields it himself, steps on the bag for one. Quick throw to first, not in time. So just the force out at second, as Mena will be aboard on the fielder's choice. But two away now for Rojas, and the lefty Shoemaker begins to start warming in the bullpen. First pitch here taken outside and low by Jefferson Rojas. Two flyouts for him today. Runner on first and two away. The 1-0 upstairs. Mena can run, and he's not afraid to run either. The other member of that trade, Owen Casey, has been really good in Double A South Bend this year. Rather, Double A, excuse me, Tennessee this year. This one misses outside and low. It's 3-0. With a runner on first and two away. The pitch is downstairs. So a four-pitch walk has put two aboard. For the dangerous part of the order coming up, Gariola and then Shavers. Next to the plate, Mena heads to second. And Rojas at first. Gariola, two groundouts to short today. Homered yesterday, which put the Pelicans on top, a lead that they didn't relinquish until the bottom of the eighth inning. First and second, 1-1 ball game. Rodriguez delivers. Fly ball, right center field, shallow, out is the second baseman, Exposito. He will make the catch about a few feet away from the right fielder, Celedonio. And the sides retired. A walk to left, but no one comes across. And we're here in the bottom of the fifth. When we come back, I'll even up at one apiece.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Running up play off Dino. It's coming first, of course, on Dino's birthday. Just as we thought was going to happen. But you know what? Our racers are going to get another chance later on in another game. So we'll see what happens. Back up to you guys.
We're back here in the bottom of the fifth. Green Jackets and Pelicans all tied up at one apiece. Rodriguez has two aboard, but strands him in the frame. Bioris Tavares will lead it off. Francisco Diaz managing down at third base today, which he does a couple times a series. He and manager Cody Gabella go 4-2 games, respectively, oftentimes. Swing and a miss here by Tavi, and he's down in the count 0-1. Last time up in the third inning, he gave Augusta what was a 1-0 lead with his third homer of the season off the batter's eye in center. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 1-for-5 against Cohen Moreno, who remains on the mound here. And Moreno's out in front, 0-2. The wind in the pitch, taken on the inside corner, called strike three. So down on strikes goes Tavares. That'll bring up Justin Janis. Janis is 1-for-1, a single and a walk. He has reached twice, as he so often does. Janis 2-for-5 against Moreno this year with a double. And the first pitch is downstairs for a ball. One-oh pitch to the lefty Janis out in front, swung on and missed. Green Jackets' home run total has slowed down a bit since the Delmarva series. The 1-1 downstairs. They've only hit now 7 home runs in their last 3 weeks. The 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball down at the knees, down at the shoe, really. And it's a hitter's count here, 3-1 to Janis. Fly ball right field. Could be playable here. Coming in is the right fielder Chavers battling the sun, and he makes the catch for the out. The sun proved really costly yesterday, with each team making an error in the outfield and a dropped fly ball. But nothing doing there. So now two away, EJ Exposito to the plate with no one on. Takes the first pitch for a ball. He was hit by a pitch in the first, flew out in the third. Adam Shoemaker ready and warming to come into the game in the sixth, the 1-0. That one's in for a strike, fastball at the knees. Exposito, 2 walks against Moreno this year, also hit by a pitch, the 1-1. Slow breaking ball, big break on it at 74. More of a true curveball, which a lot of pitchers have moved away from, especially those without absolute gas in their repertoire with the fastball, the 2-1. Upstairs with the fastball. Good article on The Athletic this week, by the way, if you are a subscriber, about why Major League Baseball pitchers have given up so much damage on sliders this year, as this one's fouled off. It goes full on Exposito. The slider, which was at one point in time the best pitch in the league in terms of how poorly hitters do off of it, have suddenly become one that the hitters have feasted on this season. 3-2 pitch to Exposito. High and tight, ball four. So he is aboard with two away. That'll bring up Bryson Worrell. Last season, for example, the changeup was actually the worst performing pitch in Major League Baseball. Batters were able to do better than average on it off of all the different classifications of pitches. This year, though, guys have started to pick up the slider better and better across the league. Part of that is because of better tracking with things like Hawkeye and Rapsodo and all of that. Worrell swing and a miss here. It's 0-1. We're all tied at one in the bottom of the fifth. Exposito on first with two away. But baseball moves cyclically, like everything else in life. 0-1. Taken upstairs, 1-1. 1 year, guys might really focus across the league sort of independently on making amends for what they were worse at the previous year, and that might be the slider. And then who knows, next year maybe it'll be the changeup again when sliders fall back out of fashion. Pickoff throw comes to first. Exposito scampers back in. It's dropped by Garcia anyways. No slide, no tag. Fastball is always going to be there, though, although maybe with some more cut. 1-1 outside. Exposito doing a good job of dancing around off that first base bag, making Moreno think and making Miguel Pabon think as well. Both teams have stolen just five bases over 5.5 games coming into today, although already three more from Myrtle Beach in this contest. The 2-1. Liner towards right field, going over towards the line. It is a fair ball. It's going to get all the way into the corner. Exposito hits third. Frankie Diaz will put on the brakes. It'll be a two-out double for Bryson Worrell, and the Green Jackets have two in scoring position with two away here in the fifth.
And there's a double for Dollars. Every time the Green Jackets have a double at home, the Mike Hospital Law Firm donates $5 to the Boys and Girls Club.
So E.J. Exposito gets to third, and Bryson Worrell now stands at second. Cohen Moreno will have to deal with Jeremy Celedonio next. Celedonio so far today 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. But a single, any kind of base hit, or a wild pitch would bring in the go-ahead run. We're all tied up at 1-1 here in the bottom of inning number 5. So Worrell, big lead off of second. Exposito at third. The pitch to Celedonio is swung on and missed. Fastball on the inside part of the plate tied him up. Adam Shoemaker all set to go here in the top of the sixth for Augusta. But first, trying to get him a lead, the 0-1. Upstairs with a fastball. On deck is Jose Delaunay with two walks today. The 1-1 pitch, taken upstairs. Good eye by Celedonio not to be tempted by that one. That is one of those pitches at the letters that can really get hitters, especially fastball hitters like Celedonio. The 2-1 pitch, tipped into the mitt, and it's 2-2. Same pitch there, but different result. That time he did take the bait. Two and two the count, with two away and two men on base. The pitch off the outside edge, and the count goes full. Moreno really wanted that call. He will trot back angrily to the mound. There is the base open at first. Celedonio looking to avoid a hat trick of strikeouts here. The 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Moreno battles back to get him. And there is strikeout number three for Celedonio on the day. Green Jackets get two aboard, but leave him in second and third. We'll head to the sixth with Shoemaker coming out when we come back. It is a 1-1 ball game at SRP Park.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here for the top of inning number six, each team with a run on three hits. As Adam Shoemaker will come into the game. The big lefty's got his parents in the crowd today, all the way down from Ontario. The final line on Rodriguez, who came in relief and pitched a scoreless fifth. An inning of work, one hit, one walk, one strikeout, and no runs. Drops the ERA to 8.22. Last time out, Shoemaker struck out a career high. Comes into today with an 0-4 record. Gets a first pitch fastball for a strike on Parker Chavers. No score, Chavers. The lefty has been on a hot tear this week, and really over the month of June as well. 1-for-2 today. They'll take this one low and in the dirt. Last week, Shoemaker, 5 hits, 1 run allowed, walked 1 and struck out 7, got a tough loss in that one despite only giving up the 1 run. The 1-1 pitch, taken for a strike, 80 miles an hour there on the change. Little combo from Shoemaker. 11th rounder 2 years ago out of St. Benedict, Cambridge, Ontario. The 1-2. Called strike three. That'll ring him up on the inside corner. Beautiful work there with the off-speed pitch. Just nicked the inside edge. And Chavers goes down on strikes. One thing I learned from Adam Shoemaker is that Cambridge, Ontario is not part of the Greater Toronto Area, which is the biggest metropolitan area in Canada. Hernandez next to the plate. He will take this one for a strike. Shoemaker at 6 feet, 6 inches tall. The tallest lefty on this team in a battle of only two lefties. 0-1. Nubber off the end of the bat. Trickler towards first. Dillonet picks it up. He will run it to the bag himself and actually tag out Hernandez rather than touch the bag. Just took the short way there and made the play. So quickly, two away. Malcolm Quintero next to the plate. He is the offense right now for Myrtle Beach. A walk in the second and a solo home run that got the Pelicans on the board in the top of the fourth. We're all tied here at 1-1. Each team with 3 hits here in the top of the sixth. The switch hitter now batting right will fly this pitch down the right field line. Dillonet giving chase, and he will not get there in time and foul ground. Shoemaker gets the sign, the 0-1, taken down and in. The big worry for Shoemaker this year has been the walks. That's been the number that really jumps out at you off his page. 32 walks to 43 strikeouts. The 1-1 outside and low. 14th game of the year, 41 innings coming into today. A whip of 1.88, largely inflated by those free passes. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball there, and it's 2-2. The 2-2. Taken just up high. Wow, Frank Jones, the home plate umpire, was ready to ring him up and then hesitated and ended up calling that one a ball. So the count goes full with no one aboard here. Quintero trying to reach for the third time today. Two away in the sixth, the 3-2. Grounder towards third. Acton fields it. Couple of bounces. His throw to first in time. Side retired. 1-2-3. Go the Birds in the sixth. The Shoemaker entering and getting him in order. Bottom of the sixth. Coming up, Green Jackets will have Delone, Acton, and Diamond. We come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the sixth, Green Jackets Pelicans tied up at one apiece. Leading it off will be Jose Delone, who will take the first pitch for a strike from Moreno. There is no action in the bullpen for Myrtle Beach. Moreno was able to strand men at second and third the last inning. This pitch for a strike as well, it's 0-2. Acton on deck, Dawson Diamond in the hole. Acton's 0-2, as is Diamond. The bottom three men today are 0-6 combined. 0-2, swing and a miss. Big curveball tied him up, down and in. Back-to-back strikeouts for Moreno between the K to Celedonio to end the fifth and this to Delone to begin the sixth. So Acton, the next to the plate. He flew out to left, more of a line out than anything else last time up. Looking around Major League Baseball right now with some scores. Athletics up 3-1 on the Red Sox. First pitch to Acton, high and wide. Nationals beat the Rangers 7-2. Royals up on the Guardians 4-1. Tigers beating the Blue Jays 3-0. They have only allowed two hits today. The Tigers pitched a combined no-no yesterday. 1-0. Outside and high. So the Blue Jays now with two hits in their last 14 innings at the plate. Braves trailing the Rays 7-2. Not the greatest day for Bryce Elder. 3 1/3 innings for him today. Acton scalds this one to center. Mena going back towards the track. He will make the catch. Little hesitant there. I don't think he got a great read on it. And Acton will fly out to the deepest reaches of the park. Braves already took the series with the Rays, winning the first two games. Brewers up 1-0 on the Reds. The Cubs are down 4-1 to the Yankees, who are looking to take that series in the Bronx today. Dawson Diamond to the plate with no one aboard and two away, and he'll take the first pitch outside for a ball. All-Star game on Tuesday night. Down and away. Spencer Schwellenbach pitched in the Futures game yesterday. The 2-0 inside. So 3-0 here on Diamond, looking to push this on base streak to 5 games, which would be his longest of the year. The pitch is in for a strike on the inside corner. Schwellenbach looked really good, got a couple of Ks, showed all 4 pitches. 3-1. Soft grounder towards third, fielded by Ramirez. His throw is in time, and the Green Jackets go in order in the 6th, just as the Pelicans did before them. Top of the 7th when we come back. It is 8-9-1 due up, and we're tied at 1 here in North Augusta.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Thank you, Kate, and thank you also to Sweet Blue Gatherings. Right over the third.
Back here for the top of the 7th inning, Green Jackets and Pelicans all tied at 1. In the game between Gwinnett and Omaha at Cool Ray Field, the Stripers just turned a triple play. A 5-4-3 triple play. Here is how Dave Lizotte sounded on the call.
Winans 2-2. Hetchavarria grounds this to left side. Stepping on third is Robertson. Throw is low to second. Grissom handles it. The stretch by Doudan. Do you believe it? They have turned an inning. Ending triple play.
At the risk of being pedantic, triple plays will always be inning ending. But neither here nor there. Great call there. I actually believe that was their broadcast and media relations assistant on the call, who is doing a tremendous job this year. Leading it off here is Pedro Ramirez in the top of the 7th. It is a 1-1 ball game. The 0-1, grounder towards third. Acton fields it on a dive. It's going to be a tough play at first. His throw is just in time. Nicely done by Acton, who had to spin around from his knees to get that throw off, but he did it accurately. And there is out number 1. So Pavon next to the plate. Singled his last time up. We'll take a strike from Shoemaker here. This one up high, 1-1 the count. Both teams scoreless since the top of the 4th. The 1-1. Grounder towards short. Tavares snags it to stop it from going to the outfield, but it'll be an infield single for Pavon as that one was mashed. And Tavares did a good job just to keep that one from getting to the outfield.
First baseman, Rivas Garcia.
So now a runner on first with one away. Shoemaker has a great pickoff move that we've seen a couple of times this year. The pitch to Garcia, who bats as a righty now as a switch hitter. Getting to do that for the first time today. He fouls this pitch off. One won the score. Pavon, pretty decent speed for a catcher off of first. The pitch is grounded towards third. Foul outside of the bag.
Second
So the count 0-2. Pavon gets his lead. It's a short one off of the first base bag. Shoemaker delivers. It's chopped slowly towards third again. And again, it goes foul. Oh, and two the count. Pavon on first. With one away here in the frame, the pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal up the middle. He did not. And that will put the count at 1-2. It was Jack Johnson, the man on that call, by the way, a recent Arizona State grad. Did a great job. Abioris Tavares' solo home run gave the Green Jackets the lead back in the third. We're all tied up here at one. And a 1-1 count, rather 1-2 count. Pitch will not be made as the throw comes over from Shoemaker. Green Jackets will have 9-1-2 due up when we come back. That's Collins, Tavares, and Janis. Janis has reached twice yet again. 1-2. Fouled off. Garcia done a good job with staying alive here. Jared Johnson goes four innings for the first time since 2021 as he continues to make his way back from that surgery that caused him to miss all of last year. His longest outing since September 10th, 21. The 1-2. Liner towards left field, deep off the end of the bat. Worrell going over. He looks up, and that ball is gone. It's now a 3-1 ball game as another home run for the Pelicans. Garcia's second of the year and second in 3 days has given the Pelicans a 3-1 lead. .420 to deep left center field. The 21st home run for the Pelicans hit against the Green Jackets in the 24th game between these two teams. Mena next to the plate will take the pitch up high for a ball. Ramirez began this frame with a ground out. Then an infield single for Pavon. And Garcia ends up with the home run to double the lead. Dawson Diamond, the catcher, is having a conversation here with the home plate umpire, Frank Jones. Manager Cody Gabella is also getting involved here. Diamond maybe asking about the location of that last pitch. Been a slightly erratic zone today from Jones. Certainly very low. Diamond really having words here with Jones. Gabella and Frankie Diaz are also over there talking about it as well. I think they're pointing to the letters on the chest, trying to say that that one was in the zone. Diaz, a former catcher himself, is taking Diamond over to the side here. Now everyone will step back in. So no one aboard and a 1-0 count. Mena at the plate, 0-3. And the 1-0 taken low. Into the knees for a strike, 2-1. So Garcia gets two home runs in a couple of days. And the pitch chopped up the middle. Ranging over is Exposito. He can't get there. It's into right center field for a base knock. Mena gets his second hit of the series. And is aboard now with one away. So Rojas next to the plate, 0-2 with a walk today. Mena at first. Three straight hits here given up by Shoemaker. First pitch taken up and away. That one's in the zone as well. It doesn't get the call. One thing we did see in the Futures game yesterday, 1-0, popped up on the infield. Exposito ranging over to his left. He's behind the bag, and now he will make the catch. Two away. We saw the challenge system on display that has been used all throughout AAA this year and also in the Florida State League in low A. And I have to think it's coming sooner rather than later across all levels of minor league baseball and probably major league baseball as well. Everyone likes it. Players, managers, and even umpires, as much as they might not like to admit it. Gariola in, fouls off the first pitch off his ankle. You get 2 seconds to challenge a pitch. You get a certain number per game, and if you're wrong, then you lose them. And within about 10 seconds, you get an answer on whether the pitch was actually a ball or a strike. We saw it used, and it lets pitchers and hitters know that their judgment of the strike zone can really be free to develop. Mena on first, two away. This pitch downstairs, 1-1 to Gariola. The pitch downstairs, Diamond blocks it. 3-1 the score. Pelicans get another home run. All of their runs in the last two games have come on homers. They've got 4 now in the last two games. 2-1 pitch will not come. It's a throw over to first instead. The pitch fouled off up towards the press box and out of play. Two and two the count. Man on first. Two away. Shoemaker looking to finish off this inning. Runner goes. It's lined towards left center field. Collins is going to have to run for this one. He looks up. That ball is gone. Another homer for Myrtle Beach. The second in 2 days for Andy Gariola. His seventh of the season. And the lead is now 4. It's a 5-1 ball game. A 4-run inning here in the 7th as the Pelicans are back to their hard-hitting ways. And Wes McGuire will come out to the mound. It was 1-1. Neither team had scored since the top of the 4th. Arm up and warming in the bullpen. Looks like Darling Florentino is the man loosening out in the pen. Parker Chavers, the man at the dish. He was the first man Shoemaker faced, and he struck him out. Outside and high, 2-0. The pitch from Shoemaker misses in the dirt, 3-0 the count. Ground out in this inning, then a single and a homer, then a single, a pop out, and another home run. 4 hits this frame, 2 of them have left the yard, and Chavers will take a strike here to make it 3-1. The pitch, driven towards right field. Celedonio back towards the track. He's got room, and he will make the catch. But 4 runs home on 2 home runs. A 2-run shot from Garcia, a 2-run shot from Gariola. It's stretch time here in North Augusta. 5-1 the score, Pelicans on time.
WAO to the favorite baseball classic. Take me out to the ballgame. All right, come on, come to him, family.
Josh and Devin, Garrett, Ray Lane. Come on, let's hear it.
Tyler Collins in to lead it off here in the bottom of the seventh. Green Jackets now find themselves down by 4 runs. A man is up and warming in the bullpen for the Pelicans, but the 0-1 is swung on and missed by Collins. That's 0-2. Cole Moreno remains on the mound for now. Looks like Starlin Pichardo is the man up and warming. The 0-2, high for a ball. One and two on Collins. Green Jackets looking for some runners here, and this one tipped into the mitt, strike three. Down on strikes he goes.
Shortstop, Ambioris Tavares.
It's Ambioris Tavares who is next to the plate. It's actually Jose Romero who, it appears, is the one up and throwing. He went 2 2/3 the other day, picked up the win by striking out 6. Tavares to the plate, lines this one to right center field, but shallow. In and over to make the play is Shavers, and there are 2 away in the inning.
Justin Janis.
So Justin Janis to the dish. 5-1 the score, Green Jackets trailing by 4. Winner of this game will improve to 8-7 in the first half of the... rather, in the second half of this Carolina League season. Janis takes this one up high. Upstairs again. Janis so far today. A walk, a single, and a flyout. 1-2. Average up to 295. Again, up and away. High and tight, and that's ball 4. Janis took a second to realize it, and he is aboard for, once again, the third time today. And that's going to do it for Moreno. So the Green Jackets down 4. Cohen Moreno's afternoon is done. He goes 3 2/3 innings and strikes out 5 while not allowing a run and only giving up 1 base hit. He leaves Janis aboard with, I believe, Jose Romero coming in. And we'll take the break. 1 aboard and 2 away. The bottom of the 7th.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. so get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here, Jose Romero on the mound with two away in the bottom of inning number seven. Janis is on first. He inherits a lead here. It is a non-save situation with a four-run lead and one man on. Green Jackets down 5-1. Romero, the big righty, has some serious stuff. First pitch inside with a fastball at 92. 1-0 record for Romero this year, his 14th outing, 18 2/3 innings of work. With 26 strikeouts in that time. Missed some time with an injury. The 1-0. Liner towards right center field, in for a base hit. Janis hits second. He will not take the turn to third, but Exposito gets a base hit, and the Green Jackets now have two aboard in the bottom of the seventh. So Bryson Worrell, who doubled down the line and right his last time up, is striding into the batter's box. First pitch to Worrell. Fouled off. Saw a breaking ball that he liked and fisted it towards the dugout. Green Jackets' lone run of the game came on Ambioris Tavares' his home run in the bottom of the third. First and second, two away. Via one. Swing and a miss. It gets all the way to the backstop. Everyone will advance a base. So Janis takes third, Exposito takes second. Now a single makes it a two-run ball game. So 0-2 now with second and third. Green Jackets down 5-1. A base hit here would go a long way. 0-2. Liner up the middle, off the glove of the pitcher, and caught by the second baseman Hernandez to retire the side. Nearly snuck through instead. It ends up in the final out of the seventh. We'll head to the eighth. It's 5-1 the score, with the Pelicans on top here at SRP Park.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, the YMCA being done by fans in the crowd here on this Sunday.
The
So we're back here in the top of the eighth. Christian Hernandez leads it off against Adam Shoemaker. Third inning of work for Shuey. Swing and a miss here from Hernandez, who is 0 for 3. Five runs on seven hits with no errors for the Pelicans. One run, no errors, but just the four hits for Augusta. 0-1 taken high and outside. Braves trailing the Rays by a score of 8-3 right now. And this one popped up. Right field. Could be playable. Delaney out. Celedonio in. And Celedonio will make the catch, sliding down to a knee in the process, avoiding a little Bermuda Triangle action down there. So Malcolm Quintero next to the plate. A homer and a walk for him today. He has had a good day at the dish. Switch hitter once again batting out of the right-hand batter's box. Takes this one outside for a ball. 5-1 the score. All five runs coming on homers, just as it was yesterday. Friday again, another day where the Birds went deep a good amount. They had two homers on Friday. Ramirez with a grand slam and Shavers with a solo shot. That was all five runs for them. 2-0 to Quintero. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Elsewhere around baseball, the Red Sox have come back to tie it 3-3 with a double in the bottom of the sixth, looking to sweep the Athletics. Royals up 4-1 on the Guardians. This one down and away, 3-1. Brewers still up 1-0 on the Reds. Those two teams have combined for eight hits in the bottom of the seventh inning. Of course, Ellie De La Cruz has one of them. The 3-1 in for a strike, and the count goes full. Orioles now blowing out the Twins. They had a 7-run fifth inning. That's one way to do it. And Shoemaker misses down and away here, ball four. Joe Ryan went 4 1/3 innings, struck out 10, and ended up giving up two homers and getting chased. The Orioles just continue to find prospects out of nowhere in their prospect pool. Colton Cowser got the call up, and he's already scored a run today. Westberg, another guy, recently added to their roster. He's 2 for 3. This one taken high by Ramirez. The count 1-0 with Quintero, who worked a walk for the second time today, on first. One-oh pitch. Fastball upstairs. Blue Jays finally get a run only 16 innings later. They're down 3-1 in the top of the eighth. Cubs have come back to tie the Yankees with a 3-run seventh in the Bronx. 2-0. Popped foul and out of play. In the top of the seventh, Yan Gomes got a 2-RBI pinch hit single. Runners going for second. This one drilled to left field. Worrell going back towards the track. This might be another one, and it is the third two-run homer of the last inning and a third. And the Pelicans have blown it wide open as they have now made it a 7-1 ball game. Third homer of the year for Ramirez. Catcher, 7-1 now the score. That'll bring up Miguel Pabon, 23rd homer for Myrtle Beach against the Green Jackets this season. More or less won a game. This one in for a strike. It really is won a game when you consider the doubleheader these two teams played that were 7-inning games, so it's basically 1 per 9 innings. 0-1 liner to right. Celedonio coming in. It's going to bounce in for another base hit. Third single of the day for Pabon, who's had a really nice offensive series. An arm up and warming for Augusta in the bullpen. Shoemaker, 2 1/3 innings of work, 6 runs all earned on 5 hits. This pitch misses downstairs to Garcia. Garcia. No team in the league has given up more home runs than the Green Jackets, and four more today, continuing that trend. This one popped foul out of play. One-one. Upstairs, high and outside. The 2-1 pitch, taken high. Believe it's Darling Florentino who is getting up and warming in the bullpen. Shoemaker retired the side in order in the first inning. He worked in the sixth, but now six runs. As this one swung on a miss, it's 3-2. Six runs and five hits in his last inning and a third. A little feast or famine this year. Three and two. Pabon on first, the pitch. Taken outside corner, called strike three. So down on strikes goes Garcia. A three true outcomes game for him again. Three strikeouts now, a homer and a walk. So Ismael Mena, who singled and scored in the seventh, is the next to the plate. One for four. Fouls off the first pitch. The 0-1 fouled off and in the hands. Oh, and 2 the count. Shoemaker looking to finish off Mena in the top of the eighth. The pitch. Grounder towards first. Delaunay fields it on the snag. Takes it to first. And the side is retired. But another homer. Another two-run homer. Three in the last two innings has put the Pelicans up by six. 7-1 the score. Bottom of the eighth when we come back.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Well, coming into today, Myrtle Beach had won 8 of the 11 games at SRP Park this year that these two teams have played. If the score stays the way it is now, if the Green Jackets cannot mount their largest comeback of the year, they will come to SRP Park and take 9 of 12 and take the season series 15 games to 9. Jeremy Celedonio in to lead it off here in the bottom of the eighth. It is a 7-1 ball game. First pitch fouled off. This one misses downstairs. Celedonio so far today, 3 strikeouts. Looking to avoid the dreaded golden sombrero. This one swung and missed. It's 1-2. He has two of them on the year, two golden sombreros, a four-strikeout game. Only one player has the Olympic rings, the five-strikeout game this year. 1-2 pitch. Fouled off. And on the hands, good job to just poke it foul and stay alive. Green Jackets have struck out 10 times today. They fanned 18 times on Wednesday night. They have worked five walks today as well, but just the four hits, one from each batter, 1-4. The 1-2, did it hit him? No. Yes, it did. It hit him on the wrist, and he will take his base. Second time he got hit by a pitch this series. Each team now been hit six times over the course of the week. And that'll bring up Jose Delaunay. First pitch taken high and outside. No one holding Celedonio on. We've not seen a lot of running in these situations, more for sort of sportsmanship purposes. The 1-0 fouled off the foot of the umpire, I believe. That one gets him in the front toe. Green Jackets will be off until Friday. They'll take on last place Fayetteville, who are, well, some teams have a turn in fortune after the first half of the season. Other teams don't exactly get the same benefits. They are now 5-9. This one fouled off. In the first half of the year, Fayetteville was 30-36. The overall standings this season have Fayetteville at 35-45, just half a game ahead of Charleston. Green Jackets only 3.5 games in front of them, though, so glass houses and whatnot. This one cranked towards center field. Maina back towards the track. He backs up, and he just has room to make the catch for the out. That one died maybe 2 feet in front of the wall. So a long fly out for out number one in the eighth. Fayetteville has been outscored by 33 runs in their 14 games so far in the second half. Given up 78. Corey Acton next to the plate. Celedonio on first. Augusta down six in the eighth. First pitch up high for a ball. After that, the Green Jackets will take on the Fred Nats, who are two games below 500, 6-8. 42 of the Green Jackets' 66 games in the second half, as this one's fouled off, it's 1-1. 42 of the 66 games in the second half are against teams who finished the first half under 500. The Green Jackets have played the fewest games against teams below 500 of anyone else in the league this year. Hasn't made a huge difference so far. Green Jackets came into today at 7-7. 1-1. Acton pops it up. Foul over and out of play towards the garage on the left field line. The 1-2, fouled off. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Got him at the back foot, two away. Celedonio began the inning with a hit-by-pitch, then a fly-out and a strikeout, and now Dawson Diamond steps up with two away, looking to extend this on-base streak. Two strikeouts and a ground-out today. First pitch taken inside for a ball. It looks like Florentino will come in to work the top of the ninth, ending Shoemaker's day after three innings. The 1-0 brought up into the zone for a strike. One-one, breaking ball outside. On deck, Tyler Collins 0-3. The four hits Augusta has today. One for Tavares, the homer, two singles, one for Janice and Exposito, and a double for Bryson Morrill. The 2-1 pitch to Diamond. is outside, and it's 3-1. Green Jackets have left 9 more men on base today, bringing them up to 117 in game 15 of this second half of the season, the most in the league. 3-1 outside and low ball 4, so Diamond is aboard with his third walk of the series, and the on-base streak, stretches to 5 games as Celedonio heads to second. Tyler Collins next to the dish. First pitch to Collins, inside and low for a ball. Green Jackets scored first. When the Green Jackets score first in games, they're 17-18. There aren't a whole lot of dramatic splits, 1-0 outside for Augusta this year, that are super indicative. When you're about a 500 team for the majority of the season, you end up with a lot of splits that end up suggesting that you're about a 500 team. For example, in games where the Green Jackets score first, they are a game below 500. When they don't score first, they're 2 games below 500. The big indicator, though, is whether they score over 3 runs. When they do, they are 31-15. When they do not, they are 7-25, and they're held at 1 right now. 2-0 on the outside edge for a strike. Two-one, fouled off, 2-2. Two away, two aboard. Green Jackets down 6. The 2-2 to Collins, taken high and outside. Tavares on deck. A homer, a strikeout, and a couple of pop-outs. Three and two, the count. Runners go. The pitch is swung on and missed. It gets away. And Tyler Collins will run it out. The throw to first, though, is in time. A strikeout swinging, 2-3 on the putout, and we go to the 9th. Green Jackets down by 6, 7-1 the score.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Don't forget the Spencer Strider bobblehead giveaway is coming up. The next Friday home game, that's the 21st. I'm heading out to Atlanta a week from today to actually interview Spencer Strider himself and drop off a case of those bobbleheads for him. It's going to be a tremendous time, and you're going to want to get there early. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will get that Spencer Strider bobblehead, courtesy of Bridgestone. You're not going to want to miss it. Rojas will lead it off here with Florentino on the mound for the top of the ninth. 7-1 the score. Rojas will drill the first pitch to left for a single. First base hit of the game for him. All but one Pelicans player has reached today. That is Christian Hernandez, who is now in the hole with Andy Gariola, the next to the plate. Gariola got a homer back in the seventh, the second two-run homer of the inning. Pelicans got three two-run shots between the seventh and eighth. A-1. Checked his swing up and in. He was able to hold off. No one holding the runner on at first. The pitch in for a strike. 1-2. Florentino on the mound. Former infielder converted to pitcher. 13th game of the year for him. Made 22 appearances last season in Augusta. Last time out, gave up 3 runs in an inning and 2/3. And he gets Gariola swinging. Got him on a breaking ball. And there is the first out here in the ninth.
Right fielder Parker Shaver.
Shavers pops the first pitch foul and out of play. The 0-1 grounded foul. It's 0-2. Shavers a double. He's 1-for-4 to lower his average on the series to just a paltry 9-for-21, which is just about a 460 mark. O-2, ground ball towards second. Fielded by Exposito to second for one. To first, it is not in time. So just the fielder's choice. They get the lead runner. Rojas out at the bag on the 4-6 put out. Chavers is aboard.
Second baseman Christian Hernandez.
The Pelicans have been hot. The Birds are hot this week. They have been all season. They won the first half championship in the Carolina League South. Hernandez will take the first pitch for a strike. 0-for-4, the only man yet to reach. Men on first with two away. Green Jackets will get a different pitcher in the bottom of the ninth. As this one shot up the middle off the mound, grabbed by Exposito. He'll take it to second himself to retire the side. A leadoff single, but then three men retired by Florentino. And we will head to the bottom of the ninth. Green Jackets down 6. They'll have a different pitcher for Myrtle Beach when we come back.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, we're back here for the bottom of the ninth, but there appears to be some sort of concern about whether a player is on the lineup card or not. Oh, wow. We've got a sticky stuff violation here, I believe. It looks like the pitcher who was coming in might have just gotten tossed. Bruce Billings coming in here for a chat as well.
Win this thing.
Valley, this is really interesting. Let's take a look. It appears they just made the sort of throwing out motion. And someone has been tossed, and I think they're doing an equipment check here. They're checking the glove right now. They found sticky stuff inside that glove. And they're going to have to bring this out to the locker room. That is incredible. So there's a new pitcher who's supposed to be coming into the game here. And it appears that it's Jozan Okendo. Now, Okendo has been arguably the best reliever in the Carolina League this year. But he just got tossed on a sticky stuff check in the glove. And he has to go back to the clubhouse now as one of the umpires has confiscated his glove for inspection. And he's going to have to make the long trudge all the way out to the left center field wall. And that's the first sticky stuff check that we've seen this year result in any kind of action this year. And it'll bring in Starlin Pichardo instead, who's going to have plenty of time to come back and warm up here. But the real damaging thing here as well is that Okendo had gone 11 consecutive outings without allowing an earned run. And to get tossed there, it almost puts a little bit of his dominance over the last couple of weeks in some contention. In his last 11 and a third innings of work, he's given up just 4 hits and struck out 16 while not allowing a run. His last run came on May 20th, which was 16 innings ago for him this season. And he is still walking it out towards the clubhouse, and the base umpire is coming back out here. Tyler Hovick is the man who is coming back out here, so well, you don't see that every day. So Okendo, who entered the game, he gets credited with being entering in the game to get tossed, and it'll be a zero-pitch outing for Okendo with Pichardo. Now, I suppose, the fifth man to work. Well, the Green Jackets are down by 6. They found themselves in a little bit of a sticky situation. Albiorys Tavares in to lead it off. A homer for him. It's the lone run of the game for Augusta. Pichardo onto the mound to work the ninth. Pitch is up and in. Curveball taken way inside. And he'll pop the second pitch up. Foul, maybe playable behind home plate. Pavon sheds the mask, looks for it, and it's going to drop in untouched. One and one to Tavares. Just the four hits on the day for Augusta. Curveball for a strike. It's one and two. Yesterday, Tavares, a big two-run double that tied the game in the seventh and set the stage for the eventual winning run in the bottom of the eighth. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Off-speed stuff there got him swinging.
Designated hitter, Justin Jennings.
So Justin Janis next to the plate. Two walks and a single for him. He's one for two. And he'll take the first pitch inside. It nearly hit him. Asked him today why he gets hit so often. And he said it's more about why or how pitchers try to pitch him more than anything else. Gets him on base a lot, though. I don't think he minds. The 1-0. Curveball taken downstairs. Two-no here to the lefty Janis. The pitch is a broken bat pop up, and the pitcher grabs it, and that will retire Janis, and also that beautiful Auburn bat that he uses.
Second baseman DJ Esposito.
So EJ Esposito steps in, representing the final out. Green Jackets down 7-1. They've been four hits so far today. First pitch, swung on and missed. Owen won the count. A single and a walk and a hit by pitch. He has reached three times today. With two away, the 0-1 downstairs. One and one. Outfield and infield back. Fastball in for a strike on the outside corner. And the 1-2 pitch. Popped up. Foul territory. First base side. Garcia over. And he's got it. And that will wrap things up here. In North Augusta. Green Jackets go in order in the ninth and will fall on this one with the Pelicans scoring seven unanswered to end the game. Back in a moment with totals in the postgame show before we head out for a couple days.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet gula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here to wrap things up, our Easy Go post-game show. Not a whole lot going on for Augusta today on the offensive side of things. Green Jackets fall 7-1. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Pelicans. 1 run, 4 hits. And no errors for Augusta. Our play of the game will be on Bioris Tavares, who got the Green Jackets on the board with a solo shot. That solo home run is the play of the game. Our Easy Go stat of the night is batters 5 through 9 go a combined 0 for 17. Celedonio 0 for 3. Delaunay 0 for 2. That's 0 for 5. Actually 0 for 16 with 2 walks between the 5 of them. Each batter 1 through 4 gets a hit. The loss in this one is going to go to Adam Shoemaker. He will fall to 0-5. Cohen Moreno is going to pick up the win as he ended up doing an excellent job in relief, going 3 2/3, striking out 5. The Green Jackets will fall to 7-8 here in the second half of the season. They fall to 38-42 on the season as a whole. Myrtle Beach improves to 8-7 here in the second half, 47-33 here in the season as a whole. The first half champions come in and take 4-6 from Augusta. They wrap up the season series on top, 15-9 over the 24 games. The Green Jackets are happy to bid them adieu, and they will see them, hopefully, not until next season. Birds win. Green Jackets fall in this one. We'll be back at 7 o'clock on Friday night in Fayetteville, where the Green Jackets will try and heat up like J. Cole and go triple platinum with no features. We'll talk to you then. Until then, I've been Nathan Strauss.